Welcome to the Dubai Burrito Podcast. My name is Jeremy, and in this episode, we are speaking with Andy Wilkes, one of our kind of long-term interviewees. Andy is a great bloke who's done so much racing all over the place. It's great to see him back in Australia racing the ORC, GNCC, everything like that. So it is cool, and he's swapped to beta. I mean, that's a big thing too here in Australia for off-road racing. Beta is really growing the brand. They've had such a good kind of run in the hard enduro, and then you know they really dabbled last year with a little Higlet with his racing. So it's cool to see them get behind Andy as well and really put a run in a team. It's great, Ben Kearns as well. So congratulations to Andy for getting a beta. This is a great chat to kind of see what it's like for him to come back from injury, which is kind of a bit of a theme you've probably seen from guests. It's watching these riders get back into the groove. I mean, Brody's episode was really, really cool insight to what it takes. And now Corey, Will Price and Andy, which is all lined up. It is a really good insight to what it actually takes mentally for these guys to get back onto the podium and at that race pace. So thank you so much, Andy. Thank you to our supporters, B&B Off-Road, Whole Shot Graphics, On Point Moto Suspension, Acerbis Australia and Avenger On Store. Tune in this weekend. We keep going on about it. We're super stoked. Alex and I had a great chat. Yeah, it's kind of one of those things where it's cool to go racing. I hope all of you are out there enjoying some riding at some point. And I look forward to catching you all at Cheemit. Cheers. Welcome to the Dirt Bike Burrito Podcast. My name is Jeremy, and this is season 5 of this crazy podcast that we started so long ago. Myself and Alex are the hosts, and we appreciate your time. And everyone that gets on this podcast, we share stories from desert racing, flat track, hard enduro, regular enduro, all forms of motorcycles. We try and bring everyone together and have a yarn. Really just share the stories, get everyone pumped for a weekend or recap on what just happened over the weekend. There's so much racing in Australia and we're very proud to be a part of it and to bring you it. So thank you for tuning in. Like in life, we get a bit excited. The guests get a bit excited. It's a bad language can come out. It's unfortunate. We do apologize if you don't like bad language, but shit happens. Thanks to the amazing support we have from not only you, the fans, but companies here in Australia, we wouldn't be able to make this happen. So thank you. Please remember to share all the episodes that you like because it doesn't just give us the exposure, but it gives the riders the exposure. And that's what they really need. We need to get the events out there. We need to get the riders out there so we can bring more attention to them and help them grow their career. So once again, welcome to season 5. Hope you enjoy. Strap in. It is going to be an epic year. And get after it. Cheers.
All right. Andy Wilkes, how are you, my friend?
Yeah, good, thank you.
It's been a hot minute since we've talked to you, my friend. It's and a lot has changed since we last talked to you as well.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I can't remember our last conversation, but yeah, like obviously it would have been with KDM and probably
it was kind of after all that unfortunate kind of fiasco.
Yeah, so quite a lot happened between then and now. So just a lot of sort of, I guess, work last season to sort of get up to scratch from those injuries and then sort of come good, got an outright win, which was the goal all year to get back to that place, especially with the brand and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
And then, another setback and another sort of toughen it out kind of scenario to finish the year out. So
it was heartbreaking too, man, because you'd worked so hard and you obviously got back into it for 4 day as well and to line up at Hadar and then It just didn't seem to be the year for you.
No, and it's funny, like, I don't know what it is, like, my career's quite different to, obviously, some others and things like that, and you can definitely question, like, oh, why do they have a smoother run with injuries and all that kind of thing and all that, but I think at the end of the day, it's you're making a lot of decisions out there, and some are good, some are bad, and, just made a couple probably unforced errors and, just had costly consequences. So, no, either way, it's had, a lot of good seasons in my career, so you just sort of put them ones behind you and work forward, and that pushes into where we are now. So
yeah, and I mean, as we said before, it was a year what could have been. You'd managed to get onto a KDM ride, which is kind of that ultimate ride that we talked about before. You kind of, your whole kind of career had led up to it. What happened at the end, and what happened to that kind of support?
So basically, obviously those guys, they were really supportive through like the year I had. Like, obviously I wasn't able to sort of perform to the level we, I guess, were hoping with the injuries and stuff I was battling through. So overall, they really supportive through the whole season, kept me going, allowed me to just fully focus on rehabbing my leg and not having to, try and fit too much other stuff in. So yeah, got through the season with that. Being that ride, I guess, being one of the top rides in Australia, you got to kind of perform to keep it. So on paper, sadly, it just wasn't really a good year. So there's a lot of riders chasing that ride, and yeah, obviously the results I had didn't sort of justify to keep it. So that was sort of how that went down, and then yeah, sort of led us into now where luckily Beta were pushing into the off-road scene and keen to do something. So that kind of come at a perfect time, rather than feeling like you're sort of left out and got nowhere racing. I sort of had an opportunity with them to continue racing, obviously, and continue to put to work all the, I guess, lessons and knowledge I've got over the, yeah, span of my career so far.
And look, to be honest, to see you on a beta, it warms my heart. I'm a massive beta fan, for so to see it and to kind of watch you have that transition from, from bike to bike, and then, your stuff overseas to come back, and now to once again still be picked up. It also shows that beta has a lot of faith in you to still be able to carry the brand and yourself all the way through the season.
Yeah, and I think that was, yeah, the big push, I guess, last year, like through the injuries and stuff like that, was to try and just show some potential, show that, I guess, like my 22 season wasn't a fluke, and yeah, that I did have what it took to be one of the top contenders here in Australia. So yeah, luckily showed glimpses of that last season, and luckily those guys were keen to jump on board and keep supporting it. So yeah, exciting times ahead with the a much smaller brand, but exciting what they're, accomplishing already and pushing into the Supercross and things like that, which a lot of other brands haven't been able to. So yeah, exciting times to be on the brand, and yeah, it's been a fun time, the short amount of time I've been riding them. So
Absolutely. And I mean, it is funny because, people probably do think of it as quite a small brand here in Australia, like as you said, but at the same time, overseas in Europe, Beta is a massive brand that have, so many championships under their belt. So for them to finally start putting time and effort into so many riders here too, I mean, there must be like five or six riders now under the Beta flag. So to be a part of that kind of that massive ship of kind of their enthusiasm is pretty cool.
yeah, definitely. No, it's something you, I guess, see too often over here, like them sort of spreading the budget to get as many good riders as they can. So something different, but excited to sort of see, what it can do for all of us that are sort of lucky enough to land that support. And yeah, obviously good to have more of them out there to show what they're capable of. And yeah, as you said, like over in Europe, I was lucky enough to see firsthand how good they were, and why they've won so many world championships over there. So honestly, when I was racing there, the way that their factory team ran, it was the team to be on. So exciting that they've been able to push into the Australian market now, and yeah, luckily you got that experience of seeing what they're truly capable of. So
And so then, how has the transition been from the KTM? I mean, it's been KTM, Husqvarna, Sherco. You've been on so many different bikes. How's the transition out of the Beta?
yeah, I was honestly a little bit nervous because obviously, KTM has the name, and it's proven in a lot of different areas. But it's for off-road side of things, like it was impressive how quickly I could jump on it, and feel comfortable, and then which actually translated, on the stopwatch too, which was really cool. So yeah, first test session of it, yeah, it really impressed me, and honestly felt more comfortable to adapt to, which was really cool. So it's not like we had to add a heap of parts or change a lot of stuff to get comfortable and race it, which sort of made this situation I was in this off season a lot easier. Sort of knowing the bike's comfortable, I don't have to do a lot to it. I can sort of jump on it and feel ready to go. And then worst case scenario, like what actually happened this season, I could, get a week on it, go race and be competitive. So yeah, definitely tested the nerves of the time off the bike, but luckily, we're able to pull it all together and do what we got to do on the weekend. So
Well, look, and that's another thing that we've kind of been talking about with other riders now. Like we talked to Brody Waters and a few other like top level guys who have come off injuries. How is it for you to get back on the bike after, after last year just not being that stellar run you wanted? What's it like lining up last weekend after having all those setbacks?
Yeah, it's I guess for me, like it was a repeat of the same injury, like realistically sort of 3 times two comebacks, I guess, last season, and this was the third. So, rehab wise, it's pretty much the same thing. Like, I had to get it to a certain point, this time a little bit further to make sure we're fully confident in it. And yeah, just a similar feeling, like trying to adapt to going from being off the bike onto the bike. I luckily had a bit of experience from last year with that. So I guess in this scenario, it was a little bit easier. Like, I kind of knew what I was in for. If anything, I was in a better position than I was all last season. So I sort of knew how to deal with it when it wasn't 100%. But to have it sort of back to 100%, that's been, yeah, a little bit more comforting, I guess. And so the first ride was a little bit easier. It's just a matter of getting those first blisters on your hands out of the way and figuring out what muscles you can't exactly copy in the gym.
Which I would have been, I assume there've been a few.
Yeah, honestly, not too many. Like, there's a couple for sure. But luckily, yeah, like, we worked pretty hard to make sure that, I guess, that transition wasn't too bad. So
Yeah, right. And so then how did you find the first round? Being up in Queensland, all the reports are that it was definitely not what people were expecting for a Queensland off-road round.
yeah, no, definitely not. Like, they put in a really, really good effort. They, made sure that we had sort of technical tracks, even though they didn't have a crazy amount of undulation, used creek banks, whatever they had to make it challenging for us. And yeah, I can't say I've been to a property that has that much variety. Like, we had sort of sandy sort of sections along creek banks and rocky creek beds and, shale rock in bull dust and yeah, all kinds of different terrains, really. So they did a really good job using the property to make it challenging for us, and sort of had a safe racetrack where you could really push your limit and not feel like you were, risking too much. So
Well, that's good. And so did you feel comfortable through the whole weekend?
yeah, like, bike wise and things like that, like, yeah, extremely comfortable considering. So we pretty much got the all clear Thursday the week before the race. So I had a quick ride Tuesday just to make sure everything felt all right before getting the all clear. And then yeah, after that, rode Friday and Sunday, then loaded up Monday night and headed off Tuesday. So
Mate, that's
it
hectic.
was a quick turnaround to go from whether we can ride to yep, we're racing. And yeah, luckily adapted really quickly to the bike. And yeah, just honestly, just getting that race intensity back, which definitely lacked a little bit, but we sort of knew that's what we're in for. So
Look, it was cool to watch the footage that we came through. I think I even messaged you at some point and said one of the sections I saw you was kind of it was really nice and smooth and cool to see you back in that groove. When you've put that helmet back on after, as we said, so many comebacks, do you find it hard to find that rhythm and find that confidence?
Yeah, a little bit. That's probably the thing that takes the time is, yeah, definitely the confidence, like, knowing how hard you can, trust your tires, how hard you can, attack the corner and still make it out the other side clean, and little things like that, just building that confidence up of how hard you can really push it, without obviously making a mistake, which could cause a setback. So yeah, just building that back up, probably, yeah, just getting your eye into the speed, like, that takes a little bit. And then, yeah, bit by bit, you gain that confidence from repetition. So
And so, what bike are you actually riding this year?
I'm on the Beta RR 350, so they make a few different models, but yeah, I was keen to sort of step down onto a smaller bike. I feel like, a 350 is such a good model where it's not like a 250 where you got to rev it really hard and wear out a heap of parts all season, and vice versa. It's not like a 500 that, you don't have to rev too hard, but it also isn't easy to pull up. So
Yeah, it's a good
just
balance.
keen to sort of, yeah, find that balance and see what we could do on it.
And it seems to work out well for you and power wise, because as I said, you stepped from the big bike. Does that mean now your entire race season will be on the 350, even say Hatter?
Yeah, weighing it up. Had a probably just been a, an all-out horsepower race. We might try and jump on like a four, like, possibly like a 450 motocross model, or even the 480 enduro model. We're just yet to test that, so we'll yeah, hopefully get a bit of testing done prior to that and make that call a bit closer to it. But
Oh,
yeah,
that's exciting.
luckily they got some good models to choose from. So
And then say the GNCC.
yeah, definitely a GNCC. So at this stage, I'm sort of pretty keen to try and race a 350 just for that. Yeah, the fact that it hopefully doesn't wear you out quite as much in a 3 hour race, but we'll wait and see.
It is definitely kind of the bike you seem to be comfortable on, but saying that, you've been on the big boys and you kind of be able to throw that around as well. Now, obviously, you on the smaller bike, does that mean you've changed your training up?
Yes and no. Like, I think always you're trying to get stronger and fitter. So that side of things hasn't really changed. I definitely haven't been on a diet. I still eat a crazy amount, but overall, nothing too crazy. Just trying to get stronger each season and just see how far we can push it, really. So nothing too crazy. Just, getting stronger. Hopefully now build up some good bike fitness and just keep chipping away.
Well, that's exciting, man. I'm excited to see you back. I know there's probably a long list of people that you need to thank as well to get back to where you are, especially because of obviously last year and then not knowing what's going to happen this year. So do you have a list of people you want to thank?
This would be a good test for me. But obviously, the Beat Australia guys and all the sponsors associated with the team there, like it's good to have them involved and take a lot of stress off our back this season. So say big thanks to them. And then I got a few good personal sponsors that keep us training and keep us out there, which is Drewson Creek Holiday Park. So nice little spot down in Victoria if you ever chasing a lake or if you're into drinking beers and stuff like that. There's a good spot there.
Good way to sell it.
Other than that, Indulge Apartments in Mildura, Boonaroo, Angus Beef, Major Homes, Pro Race Apparel, those guys are the ones doing our pit tents and t-shirts and stuff like that. So, I've got Midfield Group, who also another company sort of selling meat and stuff like that, which is awesome to have them on board supporting us. Obviously Benny Greenwood's been a massive supporter of mine through pretty much since 2019. So he's kept us rehabbing from all the setbacks and then also getting stronger as each year goes on. So, super lucky with that. And then Chad's Off-Roads jumped on board this year, which has been really good. I sort of started my career with him. So, exciting to sort of be back working together and nice and convenient being 20 minutes down the road. So,
oh, even better.
Yeah. So, a lot of people supporting me this year, so really grateful for that and, excited to see what we can do for the rest of the year.
Well, look, man, I'm excited to see you in full flight at the next couple of rounds and then GNCC and Hatter and things like that. Now that you are on a beta, though, there's probably some kind of requirement for you to do Wildwood. I'm just putting it out there. We're going to keep you away from the hard enduro and super enduro at the start of the year because your track record is not good. But I'm putting hard for a Wildwood entry, mate.
Yeah, I think might be on the card. So definitely still enjoy mucking around and trying to get up some hills and stuff like that. So we'll see. It'll probably become a good idea by the end of the year.
Yeah, especially if you manage to bang bars with Ruben, that'd be pretty cool to have even all your beta guys together in one go or beta podium. That'd be sick.
Yeah, I think we can just stay on the flat and I might have a chance with Ruben, but as soon as we get into those hills, I think he's gone.
Yeah, look, to be honest, not even on the flat. He's a pretty quick boy around the whole track now, mate. He's been spending too much time with those Queensland beater guys.
Yeah, I think I got my work cut out. Keen to do whatever racing we can this season.
Beautiful. All right, mate. Well, look, thanks for your time, brother, and I look forward to seeing you out there.
Awesome. Thank you.